This is a verb I'm looking for. If a boy is 2 inches taller this year than he was last year, you would say, boy, he sure a lot
has grown.
And you just kind of fill in the blank here. John blank a lot in 2 years.
Grew.
Yeah, you could almost see, him. What? You could almost see him? What would be the word you put in the blank there? You could almost see John blank. Okay, we talked about the past. He grew a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He has grown a lot. You could almost.
Grow.
Okay. Just trying to get the principal parts of that word. Okay, any names you might have heard, perhaps some that you would consider not too nice for a child who's born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Okay, anything else you heard?
Uh-huh.
Okay, have you ever heard the word people use the word bastard there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever heard that word at all?
Yeah.
Have you heard it used in that context, or say if somebody's just in the process of cussing somebody out?
Just cussing somebody out.
Yeah, you call them a
bastard.
All right, now this phrase I'm looking for is the word is loving. I might say, well, now Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot.
Lovelier.
Well, it's not lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's loving, L-O-V-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it means like she's real affectionate,
yeah,
and nice. I'm interested in how you would compare there. Now, Peggy will be, well, let's say Jane is a loving child,
mm-hmm,
but Peggy is a lot
more love.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so if I have a brother, and my brother has a son,
mm-hmm,
his son would be my
nephew.
Okay, and the child, talking about a child, both of his parents have died. You,
mm-hmm,
say he's a what? A lot of times they have institutions for children like this.
Yeah.
And the adult to the point to look after, you'd say that's his legal
guardian.
Say your house were full of people like your uncles and your cousins and nieces and nephews,
mm-hmm,
and all those kind of people. You'd say the house is just all full of my
relatives.
Kinfolk. In this expression, you might say, if somebody's telling you about a girl who looks a lot like you, might even,
mm-hmm,
have the same last name,
mm-hmm,
you might say, well, that may be true, but actually, I'm no to her.
No what?
Maybe she thinks that this other girl is a member of your family somehow,
uh-huh,
or another. And you're saying, well, she may look like me, but actually, I'm no to him.
Can.
Right. Okay. About a person who comes into town, nobody's ever seen him before. You call him a
stranger.
Yeah. Now, a man who comes from another country, he would be a
foreigner.
Would you ever call anybody a foreigner, even though he's not from another country?
Yeah.
Under what would be the circumstances?
He could be from another state. Mm-hmm. He can either, you know, talk different.
I see.
Something like that.
Would it make any difference how far away the state was? Like, would you call anybody from Alabama a foreigner?
Yeah, it could be.
If he talked different,
uh-huh,
it might be different.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, these are some first names for people. This is just for pronunciation. What about the name of the mother of Jesus? That was
Mary.
And George Washington's wife, his name?
Martha.
Okay. What about a girl's name that begins with an N?
N.